Hello and welcome to the Personal Development School podcast. I'm your host, Thais Gibson, and I create regular podcast episodes to teach you about your relationships, attachment style, and the subconscious mind. My goal of this podcast is to give you tools and awareness you need to thrive in your relationships, feel deeply connected, and find harmony and fulfillment in your relationships and personal life. So I hope you tune in here with me each and every week. I want to talk to you about five things you should never say to a dismissive, avoidant attachment style. This is assuming that you're fairly early into the romantic relationship. So let's say the first 6 months, the first year, and it's quite early. So number one, this is also assuming, by the way, that a dismissive avoidant has not been working on themselves. They're not developing emotional literacy and having deep conversations. This is a DA who's not interested in that stuff, that kind of dynamic. So first thing is, what are you feeling? Dismissive avoidants don't like to tap into their feelings, right? We know so much of their personality is about trying to avoid that part of themselves. So when you say to a DA what are you feeling? A really great reframe, because by the way, I'll tell you the reframes for each of these and how to communicate instead. A really great reframe is, what are you thinking about X, Y, Z? And the more specific you are about it. So let's say you're in an argument, and let's say the argument is about spending more time together, and you're having the conversation, it's kind of heated, and you say, well, what are you feeling? That puts the DA in an uncomfortable position within themselves, because they don't want to tune into themselves the vast majority of the time. So a healthier approach is to say, well, what are you thinking about what works in terms of time? Or what are you thinking in terms of negotiating how much time we spend together? What are you thinking in terms of what amount of time would work for you? And then I want to share with you what amount works for me, and let's compromise. So you want to get specific and ask for thoughts over feelings. This is speaking more in the DA's language the vast majority of the time, and just feels less vulnerable as a general rule. Number two, to say to a dismissive avoidant, you're doing this wrong. Okay. So if you get into a position where you're in a romantic partnership and you say, you're doing this wrong, you're doing the relationship wrong, you're doing, whatever it is, if there's something that you're doing wrong, that lands really painfully for a dismissive avoidant. They have big wounds around shame and feelings of defectiveness at a deep subconscious level. And so rather than saying that, a healthier reframe is to say, hey, here's what we could do to improve, right? So let's say they're doing something wrong with communication and texting. Tell them what you need instead with texting, rather than saying you're doing this wrong. It will go such a long way with dismissive avoidance, because they'll actually hear you and receive what you're saying and what you're needing, rather than shutting down because they feel triggered and shamed and then not being able to really have that information land anyways. Number three is saying, that's embarrassing. Dismissive avoidants really want to be accepted. They have, again, these big shame wounds. The opposite of shame is either pride or acceptance, depending on the situation. And so they want to hear that things are accepted. Rather than embarrassing somebody by saying, that's embarrassing, you can say, oh, that's funny. That's a funny story. Thanks for sharing that. That was probably vulnerable. If you can share it that way, and if something feels a certain way for you that's not healthy, or you don't like something, you can say, thanks for sharing that. If it were me in the situation, I would have rathered X, Y, Z. So you can still state your boundary or your need or whatever it is relative to what the situation's about. But just to say that's embarrassing actually is so difficult for DAs to process. And I know some of you guys are going to be in here being like, I don't want to walk on eggshells with communication, but I'm putting a series out for all of the different attachment styles when it comes to things that really trigger them to hear in relationships that we may not be consciously aware of. And by recognizing some of these patterns and things, and just having healthy reframes, just so we can be mindful and considerate of our loved ones and some of their pain points and wounds, that's actually part of what healthy interdependency is. I don't mean bend over backwards and walk on eggshells, but I mean if there's a few things that really land poorly, just changing the way you communicate. You can still get your point across, but just shift the strategy you use to really share your point or to communicate. I just wanted to pop in here and let you know we are doing a 7-day free trial to the All Access Membership Pass at PDS, which means you get access to literally everything inside of the school. That means you get access to the 4 live webinars I do every single week. You can come in, you can ask me questions with your camera on, we can chat. You can leave your camera off if you prefer, or type your questions in the chat. There's lots of opportunity to get your questions answered. And on top of that, you get access to all of our different courses. We have over 55 different courses on relationships, communication, communication, boundaries, emotional mastery, guilt and shame, learning your needs, so many different facets that are really important to master our lives and feel really good about our lives going forward. And last but not least, there's also community elements in there. So there's a daily community event, whether it's practicing communication or doing a guided morning routine or a guided reprogramming exercise. We have trained facilitators and coaches who are in there doing that work, showing up to support you on your journey every single day. So I would love to see you on the other side. There's lots of exciting stuff in there. And we have had a 99.7% NPS score, which means we have literally that many people who report being really successful at PDS and wanting to recommend this to others. And it was all done anonymously. So I felt really honored that everybody shared that. So thank you to those of you who did. But yeah, please join me on the other side. Come check it out. See if it's a fit for you. I'd love to see you there. Topic number four that you shouldn't say is tell me everything. Dismissive avoidants tend to like a little bit of their privacy, and they like to open up slowly, and they like to know that their privacy can be respected and their freedom and autonomy and domain will be respected. Usually as dismissive avoidants become more secure and are in longer term relationships, and especially once your relationship has made it beyond the power struggle stage, Ds tend to be more open about stuff. But instead of saying, tell me everything, ask just for specific details instead. When dismissal avoidants hear tell me everything, they feel like, I don't even know what that means. How do I speak in that language? That's overwhelming. That's pressuring. That's invading my privacy. Instead saying, well, I want to hear more about that. You know, things like that land a lot better. And number five is to ask them, what is the future? Here's what I want you to really know from number five is that it is really correct relationally and valuable and perfectly acceptable to ask about if somebody's interested in the future. But a lot of DAs do this thing in their head where they kind of like, they really break things down and they don't want to know, like, the future sounds so open-ended. They want to talk about specifics about the future. And so when you leave these things like open-ended, the DA often feels overwhelmed. They don't know how to respond. And this is when they shut down. And so rather than saying, what is the future? You know, what does the future hold? Instead, say things like, do you see yourself wanting to progress in this relationship towards a future together? Get specific about it, because if you're more specific about it, the DA hears that specific question and then they can answer and they don't feel like it's overwhelming or confusing in this like emotional domain of relationships that they tend to sometimes feel out of sorts within. So getting really specific is important. And obviously asking what is our future in like 2 weeks of dating is different than asking what the future is a few months into dating. But I just want to articulate that when I say that, it's an appropriate question to ask when you're moving along a relationship and things are getting more serious, but the way you ask it will make a massive impact on how open the DA is to really like talking about it, conversating with you, and moving ahead. So I hope this was helpful. Thank you so much for being here and for watching.